We've got it.
The Christmas is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hello, my friends. Live 2011. We're going to be live here on this Sunday transmission, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live. Thank you for joining us. We, of course, return weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central as well. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I just returned from Los Angeles, and it wasn't really a secret why I went out there, but I hadn't really told anybody. But I was invited to Jesse Ventura's private 60th birthday. It also coincides with his good friend Harry Dean Stanton, the legendary actor's 85th birthday. And it was quite an event. Got to meet a lot of great people and also get some inside baseball from Jesse Ventura on his federal court case against the TSA that is coming up to decide if he has standing and if the lawsuit can go forward in federal court next Friday. And he said he would come on our show, even though he's not scheduled for media the first few days of the week after that, and that if they do strike down his lawsuit, that, quote, Friday is going to be one hell of a press conference that nobody is going to want to miss. He said it's going to be – what was the exact word he used? He said it was going to be pretty extreme. It was going to be something that people were going to be shocked by what he had to say, and he pretty much told me what he was going to say, and I said, well, can I put that on record? And he said, yeah, but I'm not doing any interviews right now at my 60th birthday party. Because I was like, well, that's good stuff. Let me pull the iPhone out and get one. He's like, no, Alex. Plus, the music's too loud. I got to see Ventura sing, Harry Dean Stanton, doing jazz, rock and roll, country, stuff that sounded like 100-year-old Spanish songs. That guy's quite a musician. I know he's played with Bob Dylan on his tour and stuff, but really blown away by getting to go to that and meet all those great people. It was also wild to pull up at the private party and to have TMZ out there, and they run up and know who I am and are asking me questions. It was pretty ridiculous. And to meet a lot of famous actors and to know that they were listeners of the show as well. I tell you, we have got to do not a good job. We already do a good job, but we've got to do an even better job with the amount of people that are watching and listening to this show. It just was dumbfounding. Rob Dew went me to ride shotgun and watch my back and just do some other reports when we went down to RT, to their L.A. office, and did a 16-minute piece with them. And we also went out to the Rand Corporation, filed some reports. We killed multiple birds with one stone. But Dew himself was pretty blown away by we'd go in restaurants, hot dog places, walk down the street. All the bouncers at the private club. It was one of those private clubs that doesn't even have a name. It's got like one of those doors you duck in. And they were listeners. It's just those are radar pings or sonar pings that just everywhere I go now, it gets more and more and more people coming up. And that's signifies the fact that we are reaching huge amounts of people. I met quite a few famous actors, and I'd say, hey, I'm admire your work. I'm going to admire your work. Alex liked the show. Now let's talk about the government. And also I ran into Sean Stone has been a guest, Oliver Stone's son. He's going to be part of the third season of Conspiracy Theory. It is coming back for a third season. Then we're going to be changing it up a bit because Jesse won't fly. He'll basically sit at a command-based war room judging what he thinks is real and what isn't. And Sean Stone and Tyrell Ventura will travel around as the reporters, and they want me to be involved as well. But I tell you, Oliver Stone's son is a big guy. I mean, you meet him in person, he's a big guy and has a lot of presence, so it'll be interesting seeing him with a television show. I know he's made a lot of films. All right, that's enough of the pleasantries. I'll tell you more of what Ventura said coming up. We got all the huge world news. We got the head of News Corp Holdings in England arrested, the police chief of London stepping down over the News Corp hacking, a bunch of other news, geopolitically, the economy, whistleblowers being arrested and sentenced, the front yard gardener in more trouble.
Hello.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available, too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. Or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, we are live. It is the 17th day of July, 2011. On this live Sunday broadcast, we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back weekdays. I'm on the air 6 days a week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank all the wonderful AM and FM affiliates that pick up the broadcast, and, of course, XM Sirius for picking up it as well, WWCR 100,000-watt shortwave out of Tennessee. And, of course, you can also listen to the show wherever you are, whenever you'd like, with the free iPhone and Android apps that are at InfoWars.com and on the free streams there. They're live, as well as the podcast you can subscribe to, all in the Listen tab at InfoWars.com. Well, I wasn't in on Thursday and Friday. I want to thank Mike Adams, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, and others for being a sit-in host while I was in Los Angeles working on a host of different stories, and at the same time going to Jesse Ventura's 60th and Harry Dean Stanton's 85th birthday. They had them coinciding together, and I've got some, again, inside scoop on what Jesse Ventura is going to do this coming Friday if the federal court does not allow his lawsuit against the TSA for groping him and violating his Fourth Amendment as well as American Disabilities Act. He has titanium in his hip. That's why they set upon him every time he flies. I've been a witness. In fact, I may even be a witness if the trial continues. He told me what he's going to do, among other things, if they strike it down. And I said, but you're waiting till Friday to have a press conference about this, but it's okay for me to go tell people. I said, you sure you don't want to say it on my iPhone? He goes, no, Alex, you can tell them. Fine. So we'll put an article out tomorrow that undoubtedly will make some serious news out there on the whole TSA groping front when I get an article together and post it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to shoot a video about it tonight, but I'll tell you later before the broadcast ends. In fact, remind me, Jaron, to not forget to just tell you a little bit about what happened at the Hollywood birthday party. Because there was certainly some good anti-New World Order news there. I'll go ahead and give you that news. Everybody I talked to knows about world government, was a listener of the show, and upset about what's happening. And I would say, hey, I'm an admirer of yours. I liked you in this movie. Well, I really like your work. Let's talk about the corrupt government. Let's talk about Bohemian Grove. Let's talk about 9/11 being an inside job. It was just wild to be at this party where you could, strike out in any direction and, fall over a major star. It was amazing being behind closed doors. It was not amazing to be hanging out with a bunch of Hollywood stars. It was amazing that they were so awake. Of course, I guess it's a Jesse Ventura, Harry Dean Stanton crew of friends, so what do you expect? Side issue, that's coming up later. Also, in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, we have the evil thought criminal joining us, Julie Bass, who is up in Michigan. Our article went out on Friday and has been up on the Drudge Report ever since. It's now moved to the lower left-hand corner of drudgereport.com. Bottom story, lower left-hand corner, if you want to read it at drudgereport.com. I mentioned that because it's already scrolled off our main page at InfoWars.com. It's the best place to find this. If you're doubting me, we have links to the local news at drudgereport.com. Front yard gardener faces new charges. Yes, she'll be joining us. She was on with Mike Adams of Nashville News, sitting in for me on Thursday. Front yard gardener faces new charges. Vendetta, Oak Park City pursuing criminal charges of unlicensed dogs against Julie Bass. And I'll cover this more in the last half hour when she joins us live today. But it turns out that in the last few months, under the harassment for the tomato plants in her front yard, that they also came after for her dogs in her fenced-in backyard, that they could only see, didn't have government IDs around their necks, if they were to basically spy on her and then go check the records. And so during the harassment, when she wouldn't get rid of her vegetable garden and was facing 90 days plus in jail, when the city code said you could have a garden in your front yard, the code inspector just said that he didn't like it, so that got national attention. They went ahead and went along with the threat of jail time for not having a dog license, I guess for her wicked lab or whatever it is. And so she went down, paid all the fines and fees, and did it over a month ago now. Well, it turns out that after it got national attention that they were trying to put her in jail for the tomatoes in her front yard and other plants and these pretty little vegetable boxes she had, you know, up by the side of her house, that now they've gone ahead and filed criminal charges. Oh, it can be criminal charges for not having a dog license, and that or a cat license for that matter, and that they've gone ahead after she even paid, and they've refiled those. Now, that was part of the earlier harassment, and I want to make it clear that I don't have a dog license. I have a Chihuahua and a French Bulldog, and I'm not going to get one, and you can come after me if you want. I'm going to personally sue you, and I'm going to challenge you because dog licenses have been found unconstitutional in every state, and the government knows that. Just like failure to ID, only in a car is that an arrestable or an offense you'll actually get convicted for. A cops will still arrest you for not showing your ID if they ask for it walking down the street, but only ignorant people lose in court. Because every state has ruled repeatedly, including famous Supreme Court cases in places like Austin, Texas, that you don't have to show an ID. This is not Nazi Germany. So I don't have a dog license, and I'm not getting a stinking dog license. Now, continuing along that line, I'm getting into all the geopolitical news and all the really hardcore issues. This just illustrates how out of control government is. They are doing this to harass her. She built these pretty little boxes, up in the part of her yard by her porch. Actually, I've seen a lot of these around the country. I know growing up in Dallas before we moved out to Rockwall, my parents had some vegetable boxes. But she had some things out there, you know, growing, the evil tomatoes, evil things like that. They look very nice, but even if it didn't look nice, it's her yard. It's not a zoning issue. It's not a law. It's not a homeowners association. And they came to her, and she said, well, show me the law. It says I can plant whatever vegetation I want. They said, well, we don't find that to be suitable. And so they were going to put her in jail for, 94 days. And all these thousands in fines because she wouldn't give in to them. So now they've come back. They've come back retroactively from things they did previously to harass her with the dogs, and she's facing jail time again, even though she went and got the licensure. And a license is a authorization to do something that would be illegal. So driving in America is illegal. Owning a gun in America is illegal. Of course, it's not really illegal, but the crooks say it is. This is how they operate. Private property, for more than 80 years, depending on what state you're in, but it's around 80, you haven't owned your property. You don't have a loyal title. You don't have any of it. You don't have a property deed. You have a licensure. If you pay yearly rent to the state and the county and the city, then you can stay on the property. You do not own your property in America. You have a license to sit on that property. And you notice we built this country without property taxes. We built it without income taxes. I have a report here that in Connecticut, the oldest ferry in the United States, 300 plus, I think it's 360, I've got the article here, 300 plus years old, is shutting down because of budget cuts. I see reports every few days where 50%, 40%, 60%, 70% of police are being laid off, and sheriffs. And then the sheriffs are in the news saying, buy guns, we can't protect you. At least they're being honest in some areas. Now, in Oakland, they're not. They're saying, here's 35 crimes we won't respond to because of budget cuts. We're just going to revenue generate now. If someone invades your home, this was in NBC News. The police chief came out. Don't believe me. Just search the term. 35 crimes Oakland police won't respond to. He went on to say, armed robbery. Yes, says, we're not going to respond. But don't you dare get caught with a gun in Oakland. It's like L.A., almost a gun ban. Not as bad as Chicago or New York, where it's a total gun ban, unless you're some mafia insider who can get the politicians to hand out a few hundred of the permits a year. So we've got all of that coming up. She's going to be joining us here. Meanwhile, $27 trillion and growing, we haven't gotten a new number in a year, has been stolen by offshore banks. Nobody gets in trouble. The Senate's own committee found that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan engaged in crimes, selling derivatives they knew were fraudulent. Nobody gets in trouble. Wachovia, Wells Fargo can launder $376 billion in narcotics money, source Bloomberg, Reuters, AP. Nobody gets in trouble. But you don't have a dog license. Lady, you're going to prison. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Yummy Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You got it. The newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are back live, my friends. Let me give you a rundown of some of the news that's coming up. Ex-official at NSA gets year of probation. The Obama administration, who promised to have the most transparent administration ever, has been more secretive than Bush, Clinton, even Nixon, or somebody like Ronald Reagan. He has even made meetings about public transparency secret and has attempted to prosecute more whistleblowers than anybody else. In this case, a former National Security Agency official was sentenced Friday to a year of probation for a minor offense after the U.S. government dropped the most serious charges that he illegally held classified material. But the Obama administration had wanted him to spend as much as 20 years in prison. Thomas Drake, and what information did he release to major U.S. newspapers? That the NSA and other federal agencies were stealing massive amounts of money. Fraud, waste, and abuse. In the past, no one would think about trying to prosecute somebody like this, but Obama has been trying to get rid of whistleblower protections in the laws as well. They want the message to be sent, you do not report on the real corruption. Meanwhile, classified Pentagon report upholds Thomas Drake's complaints about NSA. Oh, better arrest whoever leaked that one. Oh, better arrest the WikiLeaks people. They released, and the Pentagon admitted it was real 3 years ago, a Pentagon plan to stage false flag terror attacks. A manual for Army officers how to stage them. Kind of like that other declassified, and in that case it did get declassified, not leaked, Operation Northwoods. But after it got leaked, the NSA reclassified it, saying it was an accident that it had been declassified in September of 2000, a year before 9/11. Somebody accidentally wanted you to know about that plan to remote control jets into buildings and things. Accidentally released that for you there. ABC News reported on it, as well as the New York Times, if you'd like to look it up. You can actually read the documents if you'd like, the National Security Archive. Just type in Operation Northwoods, you'll get it real quick for yourself there. Classified Pentagon report upholds Thomas Drake's complaints about NSA. The Defense Department's internal watchdog upheld the complaints of a National Security Agency officials early in the Washington, Washington Post, George W. Bush administration, who said he agreed was misspending millions of dollars on technically flawed system for sifting through digital communications, according to conclusions raised by the first time Wednesday. Now, that's all a complete whitewash. Meanwhile, the corruption's so bad, AP is reporting that a round of budget cuts in Connecticut is forcing the nation's oldest operating ferry to close. Historical archives say the Rocky Hill Ferry, has been crossing the Connecticut River between the towns of Rocky Hill and Glastonbury continuously since 1655. But now the budget cuts have shut down that ferry, so good luck getting across the water. They're talking about shutting down ferries in Texas that go over to the different intercoastal islands that have been there now for more than 60 years. But don't worry, your taxes are going to go up because everything's got to go to the offshore banks. But speaking of the government trying to prosecute an NSA whistleblower over millions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse, let's not forget CBS and AP headlines from September 10th, 2001, the day before 9/11. Here it is. According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions, Rumsfeld admitted. Just type into the search engine, $2.3 trillion missing from the Pentagon. The next time he testified on this to Congress in 2006, it was $4.8 trillion. Missing. $2.3 trillion, that's $8,000 for every man, woman, and child in America. To understand how the Pentagon could lose track. It's not thieving. Hey, well, you know, $15 million for one tarp for Halliburton. That's not $800 hammers, things like that. That was in the 80s. It's a lot worse now. I saw reports of $9,000 for a toilet seat, $3,000 for a hammer. We know it's gone, but we don't know what they spent it on, said Jim Minery, Defense Finance and Accounting Service. Oh, yes. But we're only worried about old ladies and their welfare, right? Well, here's the deal. Throw all the old ladies off the welfare if you want. But the point is it won't take care of the derivatives. The $1.5 trillion, that's $1,500 trillion. And then that's a conservative multi, that's about 2 years old, that number. That's how many derivative toxic asset fraud dollars were created. And they claim that 600 plus trillion of that is owed by Americans. That's our global share. The Washington Post reported 654 trillion. You can pull that up. I pulled it up a few weeks ago for you on air. So 600 trillion. Oh, yeah, let's get rid of the ferry, and let's get rid of the cops, and let's freeze Social Security cost of living expense increases for two more years. And let's tell everybody there's not a depression, not even a recession. And let's just hyperinflate the currency, which is a tax on everyone in this country, destroying your purchasing power. Let's just do that and then meanwhile arrest whistleblowers and meanwhile erect swarms of offices and send forth swarms of agents to eat out our substance, a.k.a. Declaration of Independence. And let's throw the book on people that are caught with marijuana or people that have a dog without a license or people that have a garden in their front yard. I mean, everywhere. They're just like piranhas savaging the citizens. And a lot of times government admits, we're here to let you know that we are your boss. We're here to keep you in line. In fact, Jaron just found an article. That's Bankwatch is reporting the U.S. derivatives is $684 trillion. The Washington Post says 650-something, but hey, whatever. When you're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, six hundred plus trillion, you see, it's impossible to pay that back. We don't owe it. That's what too big to fail is. We sign on to the foreign mega six banks debt who engineered and induced the fraud, sold it to take over the world. On the downside, they hold the whole global economy hostage, all the pension funds, public and private. They're now taking the private pension funds in Europe. That's now begun. Taking them to protect them, of course. They take part and keep the rest. The government runs your pension fund. And now they're getting geared up for that here, and all 50 states are technically bankrupt, but only because they're signed on to derivatives. And see, no amount of cutting and no amount of revenue generating police that are told to go out and write more tickets or they'll lose their job. Nothing will fix this. It's designed to convert the economy into a fully collapsed economy. That's the IMF World Bank plan. Those are the international arms of the private Federal Reserve itself, a holding company. So you want to find out the war on waste. CBS News has the $2.3 trillion. You can also watch CBS News video reports. And we've got other ones at Infowars.com. Of course, nobody thought about that anymore because 9/11 happened the next day. Oops. So now it's been 5 years since we learned how many more trillions are missing the Pentagon. But so what?
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com.
the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we simulcast the radio show and live video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a Slate article from 2008, $596 trillion. How can the derivatives market be worth more than the world's total financial assets? Now, many other publications estimate that it is at 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, and they say the U.S. sum in the Washington Post is 600 trillion, but that's from three, 4 years ago, 2008, 596 trillion. And remember, almost all of that is owed by the big six megabanks. They put politicians in office, openly finance all the major politicians, Republican and Democrat. They then vote to sign you onto the debt. The trillions are given to them, which they then leverage into new derivatives, is the only way they contain the other thousands of trillions. They just inflate those again. Free money, it's counterfeiting. They sell it as fraud. And then the money we give the banksters, we owe them interest on. Isn't that the best part? But wait, it gets better. There's more. There's more. They loan it back to you for 30, 40, 50% on your credit cards. They loan it out to you at interest. And it gets even better. The same six megabanks have openly set up their new, quote, bank of the world that you will pay your carbon taxes for on all human activities, a percentage to them. And they're setting up a global VAT. And they've got Bill O'Reilly and Fox News calling for a global sales taxes and VAT to save us, to pay off the debts, to pay our fair share. It all happened because of the welfare moms. Now, don't say the illegal aliens did it. Even if you didn't have the illegal aliens, it wouldn't fix this. Sure, they're one of the biggest welfare sucks out there, and the anchor babies and the rest of it, but all of it is deck chairs on the Titanic. You don't fix that giant leak in the side of the hull where the seawater's pouring in. You can rearrange deck chairs all day long, and I know we will. I know we will, because it's fun to not know what we're doing. It's fun to be conned. It's fun to have no idea how things work. It's fun to know about our favorite sitcoms and our favorite dramas. I laid in the hotel room Friday afternoon in Los Angeles, taking a rest. I watched some sitcoms and dramas, and it was men running around acting effeminate, or not even effeminate, just weird, and women acting bossy and mindless giggling and gibbering. And, of course, humans are social creatures, so they see that, and they think, well, that's how I'm supposed to act. And that's why a lot of men, you can't even have a real conversation with them. They're the equivalent of lobotomized five-year-olds. Women are running around, you know, to playing boss of the world, but wondering why their lives are so hellish and why they're following TV's cues but aren't fulfilled, because you're under social engineering. That's why. They don't want strong, focused people. They don't want families. They want that out of the way for absorption. They want a corporate takeover, a corporate looting. That it's about domination. Grow up and figure it out. Now I'm ranting here. And by the way, prisoners, you don't grow a garden in your front yard. You don't grow one in your backyard. By the way, prisoners, you don't drill a well without permission. By the way, prisoners, you don't send your children's lunch with them to school in Chicago. Because as the head of school district said, parents can't be trusted. You provide work for the government, and that's it. And, of course, with the government pushing and legalizing robotic 18-wheelers and cars, we're not going to need truck drivers anymore. And with everything in the military going to drones and robots, we're not going to need troops anymore. And as everything gets automated, the globalists write all these big handbooks and brag, we're not going to need a big population anymore. Life isn't just going to be cheap. You people are worthless. And we stole the world through derivatives. It's ours. So we're getting a big police state in place and in training you to take those forced inoculations that, incidentally, in every major study are filled full of cancer viruses. Folks, you think I just get up here and say that? For heaven's sakes, research it. I know it's horrific. Okay, I'm done. I got to stop right now because I want to get to a bunch of news and then go to your calls. And I got a guest coming up, the evil woman who had the garden and was threatened with 94 days in jail for it in her yard when there wasn't even a city ordinance against it. And all of her neighbors supported the evil garden because they, too, are dangerous. But we had a USA Today article on Friday saying, oh, there's no violence on the border. Crime isn't up. It's all a lie. Just like they tell you, we're not in a recession. They've got some fake numbers for you there. And just like they tell you WMDs were in Iraq, it was this big article about it. There's no violence in the border. And that Mexico's great. There's not 30,000 dead the last 2.5 years. It's not more dangerous per year than Vietnam was. Of course it is. State Department separately told the truth and said it's the most dangerous place in the world statistically to go, except for maybe Afghanistan, but ignore that travel advisory. USA Today says everything's fine. That's funny. Many times as a child and then again in college, I've been down to the Texas border to go visit for the day and go across the border and visit the shops and stuff down there in Nuevo Laredo and places. It's all boarded up and shut down. The hotels have nobody in them, and it looks like North Korea or something, but you know what? I'm having a delusion. USA Today, same folks that tell you that inflation isn't up, same folks that tell you we're, again, in a booming economy, they say there's no problem. And they also had a great article about, in the same cover, I mean, I was just scanning it in the hotel. They give you one free because no one will buy it, literally. And I was scanning over it, and it talked about the FBI, thank goodness, and ATF are putting new rules on gun purchases, not laws. No. And Obama signed executive orders where they can just put you on a no-buy list. He's announced he's going to do this any day now, where you can't buy guns anymore. No judge, no jury, no conviction, no indictment, no reason. It's like a no-fly list that his chief of staff called 4 years ago, Rahm Emanuel, who openly said he wants a total gun ban. They just go into gun shops now and say you can't sell, high-powered rifles, more than two of them now, to anybody. And if you do, you got to report it to us. No judge, no jury, no law. They just said so. That's why Obama announced they're just going to do this for the executive now. Kind of like he's going to launch wars in Libya without Congress. He's going to raise the debt ceiling, he said, without Congress. He's looking at doing. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, why even have a Congress after all? And it's freedom. I thought I'd mention Fast and Furious because I see all these articles about, oh, my gosh, the ATF says we've got to restrict the Second Amendment because of the violence in Mexico. And then in these articles, all over the newspapers, all over television, they never mention the big scandal going on right now. In fact, one of the only outfits doing it, other than local papers, the Miami Herald has reported on it and some others, is Fox News. That's why you see them about to be brought down in England and maybe even here in the U.S. Not that they're perfect, but anytime, if you're part of the establishment, you can get away with anything you want. How many women did Bill Clinton rape and admittedly pay off later? Violently beat the daylights out of them, bite their faces while he raped them. That was in federal court cases, and he didn't deny it. He paid them off. Why are they always allowed to do whatever they want? See, it's like I told you, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, I said, I don't like Kahn. I don't like the IMF. But I said, this guy wouldn't have gotten in trouble in New York if it wasn't a setup. Because if you're part of the establishment and in good graces, they catch you and diplomats all the time in New York with dead women in their apartments, and they don't get in trouble. I mean, I see that all the time. Or sex slaves chained up, or drugs, because the diplomatic immunity, literally. Sometimes cops pull them over with drugs in their car. They just say, diplomatic immunity. Literally, like in the movies. But Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and later it came out he was set up. The woman was reportedly a prostitute working for organized crime. And it was confirmed that his political enemy, Nicolas Sarkozy, who was 10 points behind him in presidential polls, Kahn was getting ready to run against him in next year's election. Turns out that they twittered a little early and announced he'd been arrested before he'd been arrested or it was even in the news, and they knew what for, and they had to admit, well, we had spies following him, and it's an intelligence operation. It's an intelligence operation. They send a prostitute to your room. They have sex. It's over. Kind of like, see, false starts like that are important. They announced Lee Harvey Oswald killed Kennedy in papers in Asia hours before it was in the news that he'd been arrested. That was a false start where the government got its time zones mixed up. Kind of like 7-7, where they had said Building 7, 47-story building, had fallen into its own footprint 25 minutes before it fell. Those are good little tidbits when they announced Kahn had been arrested before it was even on the news or he'd been arrested. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, you're going to love this.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah! Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas. Right smack dab in the geographic middle, Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to open the phones up in the next hour for the first 30 minutes at least ahead of our evil gardener who dared have a garden in America. What do you think this is? Land of the free, home of the brave, prisoners. Even people in North Korea are allowed to have gardens, but not in America. We know how to keep people in line. Well, we're going to be counting this evil Al-Qaeda member later. All right, continuing with the news and everything. The toll-free number to join us here today for part of the evil broadcast we engage in where we support people having gardens in their own yards. Very extreme, very evil. If you'd like to join us and talk about and join us in an evil communion, then 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We'll get you up and on the air. But don't worry. Obama is going to, outside of law, start restricting the Second Amendment. He's already begun. He's telling gun shops, you do whatever the ATF tells you. So there's no law. You just do what they say. That was announced all over the news last week. And he says, I got an executive order. It's coming down. You're not going to be able to buy guns if I say so. You won't be able to find out why you're on the list. It's freedom. That's freedom. Just like not having a garden is freedom. This is freedom. Obama launching wars without congressional approval and then saying they're not wars. That is definitely a big sign of freedom. The White House threatening to up the debt limit without even having Congress involved. Again, what do you expect in a country where you can't have a garden in your yard? It's not just up in Oak Park, Michigan. I saw last year in Oklahoma, the mayor was saying, maybe we need inspections of backyard gardens. Maybe you need a license. They could be growing marijuana. You could be. You're all guilty. After all, we stick. The government sticks their hands down people's pants. You get in their mindset, hey, we stick our hands down your pants to go through the TSA. A five-year-old might be a terrorist, an old lady, guilty until proven innocent. Why not have an inspection of that garden? See, I'm starting to get in the mindset, understand, they just want to take care of us. Now, if you're inside the government, blow the whistle on trillions missing, you're going to get arrested. But again, that's freedom. Okay, good. And don't worry, Obama is on the job. Ex-Ohio AG to lead new consumer agency. I remember this guy. I remember him years ago saying there's no such thing as a Second Amendment. He'll make a great new czar. Who needs Congress? Who needs a Glass-Steagall Act to stop the banks from creating counterfeit financial instruments and then having government sign on to it? Everybody wonders after the banks put us into this position. Why now they never got Glass-Steagall back? Well, don't worry. Obama, totally financed by the worst culprits, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. I mean, no one in history has been paid for like he has by these guys. And they're the two, king daddies in this gang of thieves. Even Senate committees have said what they've done is criminal. But don't worry. Obama, run by these people, is appointing a guy who will selectively go after the bad derivatives and who will selectively, that means your local bank is actually loaning to you, and who will harass the little brokerage firms and who will protect your mortgages. Mm-hmm. Obama had a credit card reform law in a stimulus package, and then it actually let them charge you more interest. I mean, it's funny. It's funny. So the very people that did all this, they're going to protect you. And we don't need a law. No, we have a guy who selectively will decide. Just like Obama signs thousands of waivers for big companies that give him contributions and not have to buy insurance. But your company, my company does. Just like Obama allows his insiders like GE, I keep going back to this, to be able to build power plants or service them. And they have a waiver to do whatever they want, but nobody else can open a new one. And they're harassing the old ones out of business. That's how they run things. It's what the president says. Because the special interest put him in there, and they want somebody who can pull the strings and get done what they want done. They sell this false meme to the public of Americans want something done in Congress. And I hear that all the time. They just need to get to work up there. No. They've passed enough laws. They've stolen enough money. The founder said gridlock in government. Three branches bound down by the Constitution. Not one president in a bureaucracy that's made up of a revolving door of corrupt corporate bureaucrats robbing everyone. But don't worry. The same folks that tell you we're not in a recession, the same when every economic real number shows we're in a depression, they are going to fix it, okay? Just thought I'd tell you about that. Continuing into some of the other news, I mentioned Fast and Furious. Again, the Miami papers are reporting that, oh, guess what? It turns out the FBI, the DEA, and others, they were involved in Fast and Furious, and the Attorney General did order it, and he has perjured himself before Congress, but so what? You don't think he didn't do it if he wasn't ordered to by the bureaucracy. The establishment says, demonize the Second Amendment. And they say, how do we do it? You ship guns all over Central and South America, just like Iran-Contra. Remember, they brought cocaine in then, got caught. Well, same stuff's going on now. Oh, yeah, this is all just Iran-Contra. You don't just think that went on with the CIA during Ronnie Reagan, who knew nothing like Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. No, it's never stopped. It's just, except now the troops openly are in Colombia helping grow the cocaine, but for the good guys, they say, and openly growing the opium. Oh, you didn't see the news going, our troops helped grow the opium, and they interdict it once it hits America. Yes, yes, yes. That's how dumb they think you are. Because the troops were getting mad about it. Pat Tillman got mad and they just fragged him. And they're like, you're not going to stop our smack boy, $500 billion a year. You thought you joined to fight Al-Qaeda? We are Al-Qaeda. Die. But the good old America. Don't you grill a garden, you slaves. You're here to produce for us. You're under mafia rule now. Continuing, Fast and Furious scandal doubles in size. Fox News. Turns out a Florida gun probe earns congressional scrutiny in wake of Fast and Furious. Oh, turns out they're supplying the gangs there and supplying them in their home country. Yeah, you got to supply the guys that protect the drugs in Honduras, in Nicaragua, in Salvador, in Colombia, and then you got to provide your gangs with the guns and the police protection. It's always the armed gangs, the ones that are unstoppable, they work for the police. They work for the FBI. They're not just shipping guns to them. They're shipping them guns because they're bringing in candy that your daughter is going to use and become a prostitute. Okay, that's the government brings it in, the banks launder it, and the police run the murder gangs. And if one murder gang gets too tough and their other murder gang can't handle it, the police move in. And you hear a gang war happen. The SWAT team goes over and kills everybody. That's how America works. Grow up. Because now they want your pension funds, and they're going to get them. And you're going to love it and beg them and thank them. Because it's fun to toady up to the system. It's fun to be naive. It's fun. You say, why haven't I been killed then? Because everything I say would be underlined, highlighted, with 100 exclamation points put behind it. Because I've said so much, I've done so much, I've covered so much, and I'm not an original source. The few times I've gotten original source material, like Bohemian Grove footage, they broke in, stole the tapes, we'd already made copies, I'd try to mail it to the media under even fake names, they would grab it, erase them, believe me, death threats, you name it. The one time I exposed the judge in the fake Waco trial for not giving a fair court, I got my nose broken and told to shut up. Of course, I'm sure the government wasn't involved in that. But the point is that's why this NSA whistleblower comes out about corruption and they try to put him in prison. And now he just got a year probation. So I'm here, and I'm told the globalists think they're so secure that this is all just entertainment for them. They love it. They know you're so gullible and so in a trance and so living in denial that you're going to hear this and just laugh. And in a way, they believe it psychologically inoculates you to accept your own doom. They think you're so weak that there's nothing you're going to do about this. You're so weak as a cop driving along your squad car who's not dealing narcotics, you're just revenue generating, that you're not going to be able to believe this. And besides, even if you did, they don't respect you. What are you going to do about this? You know, it's 100% documented. They put viruses in all the polio shots to kill people. Got the Rockefeller documents where they got the sterilization hormones in the shots. But they don't care if I get up here and talk about it and even publish those documents on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They don't care. Because you're just going to still take your children in there and wonder why they can't say their ABCs when they're 5 years old. You're going to wonder when you get a degenerative brain disease early in life why you're dying. But still, it couldn't be your mommy eugenics government run by a bunch of bloodthirsty psychopaths that did it. No, that couldn't happen. Hitler couldn't happen. Stalin, Mao, Julius Caesar, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, Ted Bundy. None of that could happen. None of that could be real. So you're going to go down with the ship because you want to get hurt and they want to hurt you. So it's a match made in heaven. Second hour coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.